Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It's 2511-040. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely, but can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, so I got 2511.
2511-0401.
Uh-huh.
0035.
Mm-hmm.
6832.
6832? Yeah. Okay, give me just a second here. Is this George Norrie?
Yes.
Okay. Just a moment. Okay. Okay, am I speaking with George?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. What's the best number to reach you at, George, in case we get disconnected?
818-497-4254.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Okay, let me just confirm some information I have here on file, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Let's see. Are we currently 12550 Bernadette Street?
Yes.
Okay, and that's 91331, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Do you guys have a website?
Yes.
What is it?
www.georgenorrie.com.
GeorgeNorrie.com. Okay. What about an email address? I have, let's see, gnorrie2000@yahoo. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very cool. And what's the structure of your business? Are you a proprietorship? Are you incorporated, LLC?
Yeah, sole prop.
Sole prop, all right. And how long have you been in business?
Since August of 2010 for this.
August 2010. Okay, let's see here. Okay, cool. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point in the right direction.
Just looking for a working capital loan.
Okay.
Long-term, unsecured.
Long-term, unsecured. How much are you looking for?
Anywhere from 50 to 250.
Anywhere from 50 to 250. Okay. And what are you going to be using that for exactly?
We do a lot of traveling, events, upfront payments to vendors, stuff like that.
Okay. So just general operational sort of needs?
Yep.
Okay. And how quickly are you looking to get this in place? Do you have something like you need it immediately or do you need it by a certain date?
Nothing specific. Whenever it's done, it's done.
Okay. All righty. How long have you been considering getting some working capital in place? Did it just come up recently or?
Oh well, we've had lenders before, so it's ongoing.
Gotcha. Do you have somebody that you normally work with that you like to go back to, or do you normally try something out different out each time, or what do you like to do?
Sometimes it doesn't matter. We just got in a letter from you folks. We thought we'd try you out.
Cool. Yeah, appreciate the call. Okay. Do you have like a return on investment that you can quantify? If we were to get you, say, if we were to get you the 250K, can you say confidently, like, okay, 250K, I can make 50% more on this? Do you have any idea of like kind of return on investment you can get?
I would guess if we had 250K, we would probably end up making $750,000 gross.
Okay. Gotcha. And how long would it take you to make that?
Is
it
about 3 to 1?
3 to 1.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
What's the turnover on that? Like, how long would it take you to make that?
Five months.
5 months or so. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you mentioned you're looking for long term. What is long term to you? Is it several years or what are you looking for?
24 to 36 months. 24 to 36.
Okay. Cool. Is that kind of normally what you get when you do working capital, or does it sort of just depend?
Most working capital ones I've had before have been short-term. They've been 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're generally shorter term. We do have actual programs that do go up to 36 months, though. It's a little bit harder to qualify for the 36 months, but the 24 months is a little more feasible. But just, you know, hypothetically, okay. if we can, like, just say, for example, if we get you 18 months, will that work for you or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Really, months. Anything past 6 months is good for us.
Okay. Anything over 6 months. Okay, gotcha. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Personal credit was excellent until about 4 months ago, and my attorney recommended that my three homes go into modification to reduce my payments. So he said, stop making the payments. Well, they all modified, and everything's back on track, and the credit score is going up. But the history is good, though.
Okay, cool. So you have a long-standing credit. You just recently something kind of happened and kind of screwed it all up.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was his advice, and it worked. I mean, because they would not modify when all the payments were current, and I've been current with them for, like, 12 years.
Gotcha. So you had to just kind of bite the bullet temporarily?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. I had to take the hit, but we got it all modified, ended up saving about $7,000 a month.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Good advice.
Yeah. No.
Got a good attorney. Do you have an idea... Oh, I gotcha. Do you have an idea of your exact FICO score right now? Just kind of a rough...
The personal one?
Number.
It's about 580.
580.
580.
Okay. Cool thing, I mean, you've done this before, but with these programs, if you didn't know, they're mostly based on the cash flow of your business. We do take a look at the FICO just because there's certain people that we're legally not allowed to lend to, like if you have like $1 million tax lien, for example. But for
the most part, there's no way.
Cool. Yeah. For the most part, it's based on the cash flow of your business. Okay. Gotcha. So you've been in business since August 2010. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do exactly?
Sure. We do books, live stage shows, and broadcasting events.
I have to ask, do you have anything to do with Coast to Coast AM?
That's me.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. That is insane. I'm blown away right now. I used to listen to you all the time.
Well, you should still listen to me.
It's on, like, really late at night, right?
Yeah, it's on late. If you're in San Diego, I'm on 600 on the AM dial. It comes on at 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I used to drive for a company a long time ago, and I would drive late at night, so that's kind of when I would listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Keep a lot of truck drivers busy.
That's awesome. Yeah, always a pleasure listening to you, George. That's really cool.
Good, thank you.
Cool. Okay, so I'm trying not to get too star-stricken here. What did you guys do in gross sales last year? Just kind of a rough idea.
About 1.7.
1.7 million, okay. And are you guys tracking to beat that this year, or what are you kind of trending?
This year we'll probably do about 1.9, I think.
1.9, okay. Have you pretty much grown every year since you started in 2010?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Do you have a relationship with your bank that you can normally go to, or what kind of feedback do you normally get from them when you ask them for financing?
For small things, we have had stuff done.
Okay. Do you have like a line of credit or something with them?
No.
Okay. So they've done small stuff. Have you gone to them recently?
No.
Okay.
Traditional banks aren't as aggressive as you folks.
Yeah, exactly. They don't take as much risk, specifically after 2008, 2009 financial crisis. It pretty much sucks altogether
their home is collateral and everything else.
Yeah, and it takes months, literally months to get in place. I think our customers that kind of our returning customers, the approval rate's pretty low with the bigger banks, like Wells Fargo example. I think they only approve like 10% of their small business customers, which is terrible.
Wells Fargo has some issues themselves right now.
Oh, I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So typically we'll ask if you have any, like, plan B. Like, it sounds like you kind of generally work with a couple different lenders here and there. Do you have any current approvals right now from any other lenders, or do you have anything that you're working with at the moment?
You mean approvals for new loans? No.
Correct.
We
okay.
Applied.
Gotcha. Do you have any existing loans out right now?
I have two small ones. One, the balance is $1,200. It's almost paid off.
Okay.
And the other is about $130,000 with 5 months to go.
Gotcha. And that one, do you know, which lender is that? What's the name of the lender?
It's through WGL. I think it's called WGL.
WGL. Okay. Gotcha. And then the $1,200 one?
The little one?
Yeah.
Smart funding.
Smart funding, okay. Okay, cool. So you've done this before, so I'm assuming you're going to be somewhat familiar with the application process. What we need, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most...
Which have been mailed, so I can fill out later and fax it to you.
Okay, great. I'm actually going to send you an updated one. They made a couple changes within the last couple months or so. It's very similar, but if you don't mind, just use the one that I emailed to you in a few minutes. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Obviously, these are based on the cash flow of your business, so that's going to be, you know, that kind of tells us how much we can lend to you based on your most recent cash flow. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you guys already file for your 2015 taxes?
Just file for it.
Okay, perfect. And then since you have some existing loans out right now, would you mind including the contracts that you have with WGL and Smart Funding?
Sure.
Okay, and I'll specify all this in the email.
Okay, yeah, include your fax too, because I'll have to do it in a couple faxes to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Or is it the same fax that you have on your app here?
It should be the same.
888-234-0177.
Yeah, that's right. That's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info right now. You should get it within the next 5 minutes or so. It's getting towards the end of the month, so it gets a little bit crazy over here. But I'll definitely prioritize this, make sure that it gets done. You mentioned that you don't have a specific target deadline or anything like that, pretty much just kind of as soon as possible, basically.
Right.
Okay.
It'll take me a couple days to put all this together for you anyway.
Okay, cool. Yeah, not a problem. Pretty sure I covered everything. You're the 100% owner, right? Do you have, like, partners or anything like that? Okay.
No, 100%.
Okay, cool. That makes it easy. Do you have any other questions for me, George? I think we covered everything.
That should do it. Fire away.
Alrighty. Okay, George, I'm going to send you an email. You should get it within the next 5 minutes or so, and then we'll touch base soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, George. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
Right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.